Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
How are we today, Sanvi?
We're good. How are we?
We're great. We found out that this room has mood lighting. And I don't know, the vibes are just like 10 times greater somehow.
Yeah, it's awesome. Also, welcome to WMFO at 91.5 FM. Here at Medford Educational Radio. Yeah.
There we go. This may or may not be one of our last shows.
Yeah.
Of the semester.
Which means we won't have a show until the senior year.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Maybe we can like log on from abroad and just like call into the station
just
and talk to each other.
Call like in for like a whole hour of someone's show and just keep speaking.
Yeah. Yep.
Be a nuisance.
And exactly.
What about ops, maybe?
Yes, good idea.
Yeah, that could be good. That could be smart.
But yeah, we're busy gals, so what's there to say?
Okay. So what are we talking about today, Sanvi?
Good question.
Good question indeed.
Good question indeed.
Good question. How's the end of your semester going?
It's going good. The semester is going by so quickly.
It really is. I feel like this is probably my fastest semester ever, like generally.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I woke up and suddenly it's almost Thanksgiving and I'm like, what the heck?
No, literally. Like, how do we only have like what, less than 2 weeks of classes?
Yeah. Literally, I feel like every other year I'm like, by this point I'm like, okay, I want to get out of here. But now I'm like,
no,
damn.
I agree. Literally. I think that being in a house has just, I think that's the reason.
Yeah, I think that's why. Because I spend so much time just like at home.
Yeah, and then like doing chores. And then like, you know how like, okay, for me, a semester will pass like quicker if I have a lot of like timestamps in between that are like regular. So like for example like TDC, like every Sunday, like once a week, like makes it feel faster because I'm like, oh, there's only like 8 or 9 practices
I agree,
in a semester,
actually.
And then like suddenly it's done.
Yeah,
and then this is also like bins, like doing bins or doing the bathroom.
Yeah, doing cleaning up the bathroom really gets me. But for me, it's going to prison every week. For my TA stuff, because I'm like, damn, like there's only like a couple more left.
Good context needed.
Yes, good context needed. I'm a teaching assistant in prison for Tucker. Love that.
Side quest.
Yeah, it is my fun little side quest.
You do side quests a lot this semester.
I go to prison every week. I feel like that.
That's a good
one. But otherwise, I don't know.
I feel like I didn't side quest as much this semester. Like, I definitely, like, did stuff and whatnot, but, like...
Yeah.
I think compared to the spring sem, like, I was...
I think we went out a lot in spring sem a lot as well.
Yeah. We were...
We're a little bit more put together this sem.
No, really. I, like, lost every single going out bone in my body, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So maybe it'll come back to me during Thanksgiving. But... Oh, abroad.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, but it's just like...
I think I'll get it out of my system when I'm abroad.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like the loss of it.
Because it's like I have to go out there because it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's true. I can't decide if I want to take like actual classes there or not. Because like I think it'll be better for when I come back. But
yeah,
when I'm there, like, am I just like...
Right.
Is that the point of studying abroad? You know?
Yeah, because for me, it's like I like can't take actual classes abroad.
That is kind of
because,
nice.
Yeah,
like,
because
you don't
yeah, exactly. It's like choices made for me that I cannot take any real classes abroad because none of them would count towards anything in my major.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Because I only have 3 classes left for my major, and all 3 of those classes I can't take abroad. Because one of them, it's like they don't allow anyone to take abroad. One of them is my senior seminar, so I do that senior year. And the last one is an elective, but it's my quantitative-based elective.
So are any of the ones you're taking counting towards, like, distribution requirements?
I finished my distribution requirements.
Okay, so you do.
I'm just
when
going
you come back
to
senior,
out.
You'll be chilling.
Yeah, I just have to do my 3 major classes and my archaeology classes, but I have to email him.
That's really hard.
Yeah. I think so.
What do you think you'll end up doing? Like,
Like while abroad, I'm doing, yeah, I signed up for some, like, if I get it, I signed up for some film. Oh, when I come back? Yeah. Like, I mean, I'll have to do those three classes, and those three will be, like, difficult, but...
Yeah.
If I spread them out, it should be fine.
You can do, like, two, one, and then...
Yeah, I'll probably do two and then one in the... spring.
Yeah, I can't decide. This chemistry minor is kind of getting to me. So I have to take... I think I'm going to have to take... If I don't take one this sem, then I have to take, like, three... Wait, three? Yes, three in my senior year. So either, like, two fall, one spring. But I do think it might end up, like, just because, like, some classes... You know how some classes are offered one sem and not the other?
Oh, yeah.
So I might end up having to do two... in my senior spring.
Oh.
And I don't know if I want to do that, but at the same time, I could always just take, like, PE with it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
because,
like, two chem classes would probably be, like, what, four or five each. And yeah. I just have to take, like, one more class.
And plus, for your senior spring, you can request to take less classes. Less credit.
I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then that's when I was like, oh, should I be taking a lab? Extra. I don't know.
Yeah, because when that's I'm abroad, thing. I might do internship as well, so I can have that count for, like, good vibes.
Yeah, I was gonna do that too, but then I'm just like, what if I want to travel and then they want me in the lab and then whatnot?
Oh, for us, it's 2 days in a week internships in the office.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Because it's, like, Spain work culture. Like, they don't have work culture there.
That's kind of true. I guess, like, in Australia, I feel like they also have to chill, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, super sure, but.
Yeah, because, like, for us, they told us it's just 6 to 10 hours a week in the office.
Mm.
Which I'm like, that's so nice. Chill. Because then I won't take, like, classes. I'll
just do credit transfer?
It'll automatically count because it's a Tufts program. And the internship is through Tufts as well.
I should have done a Tufts program. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Because
so
for Spain, they have, like, a full list of pre-approved internships that can count for credit.
Wow, that's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
I totally would have done a Tufts program. It's just, I can't speak any of the languages.
Yeah, that's
And I don't want to just go to London. And the other option is Hong Kong, which is, like...
It's basically Singapore.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, it would have been cool.
Yeah.
I just, like... like, I know a lot about how the Tufts in Hong Kong program is like.
Yeah.
And, like... I think just from hearing from that, and, like, honestly, I think the biggest thing was just I was not ready to live in a double again.
Oh, did you live in a double for Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
for Spain, homestay.
That's nice. Yeah, no, double in Hong Kong.
Damn.
So I just, like, yeah. That's just really threw me off.
Yeah, my thing with Hong Kong is just that it's too similar to Singapore, and traveling around, I'm going to be traveling around Asia, which I'm like, I can just do that from home.
That's true.
Type of thing. I want to go somewhere that I hadn't lived or, like, experienced, like, culture for.
That's true.
Because for UK, I'm like, it's so similar to, here, and I feel like UK can go anytime.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, like, UK is a good, like, study.
Yeah, it's, like, good for getting that name for, like, a good name university on your thing.
Yeah, and it's also a good home base for travel Europe.
Yeah.
It's not the most, like, convenient because, like, I guess you still kind of have to fly.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah.
Train. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, London never really appealed to me, even though, like, it would have also been good because, like, we have a ton of friends. And, like,
yeah, exactly. Like, that's my thing. I feel like other, like, London I'll go to anytime to see friends or, like, even, yeah. Like, live in the future.
It's also, like, is that the point of going abroad?
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
Sorry. Dying. I've been dying.
Dead. Yeah, sorry. Not I'm dead. You're dying.
Oopsies.
But, yeah, that's just, like, not the point of abroad, like, to see old friends or anything.
Yeah. But when you're in Australia, do you have a list of places you want to travel to?
No, not yet, really.
I really want you to go to Tahiti. It's, like, my dream destination.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to go to Polynesia. Like, yeah, I want to go to... Okay, well, I've never been to New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand would be really nice.
And then I'll probably do at least, like, one Western Australia.
Like, outback?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I've been though, so it's not the top priority.
Right, but like
maybe like I think it's just like it's more accessible in terms of like if I want to get people to come with me.
Oh, that's fair.
Because like I don't know if everyone would want to go to like Fiji.
Yeah, I feel like I do some people would want to go to Fiji.
So? No, but like. Is able to as well.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
The thing is, though, I recently found out that in the, like, student housing, like, most people are international.
Okay.
And not local Sydney Australians.
Right.
And, like, most Australians, or, like, local Sydney students, at least, like, commute from home. So, in my housing, like, they were saying how it's probably mainly going to be international students and especially like Asian international students.
Right.
I
don't want to go. They're going to want to go to Fiji.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe they will want to come with me.
That's so funny.
Because like they also want to like make travel. I don't know if they're going to be like full-time students or if they're also going to be like abroad students.
Right.
But that, yeah, that's
yeah. I feel like
just
they would be a lot of abroad students. Actually, I don't know, because in UK it's pretty mixed, and like I know our friend was saying this for Paris, they put all the abroad students together.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Versus,
like
yeah.
some programs do, because like Tottenham Hong Kong doesn't.
They just mix with everyone.
Yeah. I mean, like I think they put everyone in the same dorm.
Yeah.
But they. Like, we'll, like, put you... Your roommate could be, like, local.
Yeah, because I know for London, depending on the uni, they'll either put you with just abroad students or they, like, just mix you.
Yeah.
And put you with local.
Like, as an option or, like, they will do it?
I don't know, because I know for the program that Rachel and Kimon are doing right now, their dorm is just the other abroad kids. Versus, like, I remember freshman year when I went to go visit my friends in London, like, my friends at UCL and LSE, they were like, oh, yeah, we have, like, Tufts kids in our building. And I was like, oh, that's so random. Well, I get them out of here.
Like, I guess it's nice, but, like, especially if you're scared to, like, make new friends.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, if you're traveling. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really hope to make friends when I go abroad.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be opposed to, like, become close to some of, like, the Tufts people also going.
Yeah.
I just hope that like it's not kind of just like I'm resorting to them,
right.
But it's like I wouldn't mind if it's like I genuinely am getting out with them and like I want to go out with like travel with them, but like I don't want it to be out of like fear of, or like out of not socializing with other people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, because my thing is I feel like I want like a good mix. I want to be able to know the other Tufts kids as well, but then I still want to meet like local friends or like abroad people from other like unis.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to try and make like local friends, and not just abroad kids.
Do you
but
think you could?
I feel like I could.
Yeah, especially.
I hope
if
so. I'm just scared of the language.
Yeah, I was gonna.
It's gonna be a bit tough, but I feel like we can do it.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
That's so funny. Do you think that like Spanish students will be like? Do you know if Spanish students are like very?
I know that Spanish people in general are really, like, kind.
Oh, that's
what
nice.
I've heard. Like, they're known to be really fun people, and, like, they, like, love it when you try to speak, like, Spanish and stuff like that.
Okay.
Have
you been?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I have not been. So, very excited.
Oh.
My parents were always just afraid of getting robbed, so we never went.
Oh, yeah. Wait. They're, like... Is it Barcelona, maybe? Like, they're pretty big of, like...
Yeah, everywhere.
Online.
Like, in Spain.
What's
it called?
Mugging?
Yeah, what? Like, pickpocketing is a really big issue there.
Oh, that's funny-ish. I'm like, a little bit scared of London. Like, Ansel scared me a little. He was just like...
Really?
I mean, he was just telling me to be careful. But, like, I think he was kind of maybe over-exaggerating.
He
I
definitely
know.
Was.
You
I freshman year, I was walking in between my friend's two dorms in the middle of the night, like, by myself. Like,
oh, my God. Why?
Because it was like I was staying with both of them, so then sometimes I would just be like walking in if I had dinner with one of them, but then I had to stay at like a different friend's house, so I'd like walk back home by myself.
Oh.
There was only like a 15-minute walk or like 20-minute walk, maybe less, but I was just like roaming the streets of London by myself at night.
Girl.
And like with my suitcase sometimes to transfer my suitcase between the two places. It's fun.
With your suitcase?
Yeah.
Oh, were you, like, moving, like,
Yeah, I was moving between stays.
Jeez. That's good on you, I guess, for not getting
mugged. It'll be so fine.
Not getting absolutely
They're not getting, like, shanked on the streets.
No, literally. That's so bad.
But, like, that's okay. You'll be totally fine. If I can do it, you can, too. I have a friend that got chased home by a homeless man.
Oh, I remember you told me that when you came back.
The funniest thing ever.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I think you'll be totally fine. Just don't roam the streets alone at night, which I don't think Ansel would probably let you, but...
Yeah, true. Wait, do you not remember, like, all the, like, needles and, like...
Yeah, that was a big thing, but...
That was freaky. I didn't like that. I mean, obviously, I don't think but, like...
I have a friend that was really spiked, scared. But not by needle, but just by regular spike.
Oh, me too. That was in Toronto, actually.
Yeah, that was in London, but it was, like, luckily she was with a group of friends, and then they all, like, got her home and, like, gave her water and stuff like that, made sure that she was okay.
How bad was it?
She was just, like, really out of it, and then they were like, this is, like, weird, it's, like, an unnatural level of out of it.
Yeah, that's fair. Been there, done that. Just kidding, guys.
Oopsies.
I'm a great person. Not my fault.
But anyway. I think it'll be fine. Because London is more scary, like, because it's more, like, I feel like mugging is bigger there, but Spain is, like, pickpocketing. Mm. It's, like, petty theft. London, I feel like, is more, like, violent.
Your entire, violent, like, bag is gone.
Yeah. In London. It's, like, in London, there'll be a knife in you, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
And in Spain, it's just, like, your phone's gone. Which I feel like I'll just be careful.
Yeah.
I remember I went to Paris with my mom, like, senior year in the Christmas time. And, like, we were sitting at a restaurant and I saw a guy get, like, robbed in front of me.
Yeah.
We were, like, in the busy street, like, a shopping street there.
Oh.
And we were just eating lunch. Jesus. And then I see some guy, like, go, like, he's just, like, walking and there's a man in front of him. And then I see him just kind of, like, reach his arm out and then he walks away. And then the man who he did it to, like, suddenly goes... And, like, is tapping his pocket, and then he's, like, looking around, and he realizes his wallet's gone. But at that point, the guy was gone.
Jeez.
He was just, like, in and out. I saw it all happen.
Did you, like, go up to him and tell him something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because, to be fair, I couldn't see the guy. The guy was gone.
Oh, okay.
If I knew which man it was, I would so told him, that man stole your wallet.
Do you think if he didn't notice, would you have told him?
No, he would have noticed eventually. It was, like, straight out of his pocket, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, damn, like, that's talent right there, TBH. Like, that's
wow.
Talent.
Wow,
it's
like Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, wow. Cool.
Talented. Or sometimes if they're riding a bike near you, they'll be riding their bike and just snatch your phone out of your hand and ride away because you can't do anything.
I'm done.
So I was like, I need to make sure to just not keep my phone in my hand.
That's true.
Yeah, my dad wants me to get one of those, like, chains on my phone to wear around a necklace, and I was like, I'm not doing that. That's so embarrassing. Yeah.
That's so
I was like, that's the most embarrassing thing in the world. He's like, no, you have to. Like, you have to get it protected. It's like, what are you on about, bro?
My grandparents got mugged once, and I think it was Spain, actually.
That's crazy.
Oh, maybe it was somewhere in South America. I think I remember just thinking it was, like, some Spanish-speaking country. But... Yeah, they were on the beach, and when I heard about it, I was so sad.
Dude, grandparents, like, is evil.
I know! I grandparents was like, is just old evil. Alone. Generally, I felt so bad. Good thing, like, they weren't injured, but, like,
yeah,
they generally
but still,
just, like, mugged them. It was, like, giving all
old
your stuff.
Is so evil.
It was evil. But,
that's
like,
bad.
It was when I was pretty young, so at least they were, like, pretty able.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... When I heard, like, if that happened now, I would literally, like, be so sad.
That's horrific.
I know.
That's, like, one thing is I feel like they can tell that we're tourists there. Just because, like, look at us.
Yeah. Fair.
Like, already stand out.
This is true.
But hopefully, I think it'll be fine. I'll just be careful. Not keep my phone in my bag, I guess.
I'll
zip her up, like... Yeah.
That's a good job.
Yeah, but is Australia, like, dangerous? I feel like
you never really hear. At least not, like, mugging or, like, spiking. Or,
yeah.
Like,
I just remember, stuff. I think it might be Melbourne, though, but there was, like, a really bad heroin problem. Oh.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. Good thing I'm not going to Melbourne.
Yep.
It's okay. As long as I stay away from Melbourne.
Yeah.
I've never been very appealed to Melbourne. I think I've gone when I was younger. I don't remember it. But, like, I don't get why people want to go.
Yeah, when I was younger, I also went. I didn't like it. But I heard that now it's just really cool.
Okay.
It's like people are like, now it's like a place you go to where you there's like really good shopping, like really fun vibes. It's like very like, I suppose like
it's artsy. City.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's very artsy too, actually, now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I've heard that as well, to be honest. I think it's like, I don't know. Is it very livable, maybe?
Yeah, I would. I think so.
I know it's very slow. I know people, like, yeah. Biggest complaint is that it's slow.
Right, versus city is a lot happening always, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, if that's a thing, by all means. But I think my manager, my internship over the summer, told us that he wanted to move to London. Because... No, sorry, not London. Why did I say London? Melbourne.
Yeah.
Because he was like... He was... Oh, man. I could go on about my manager and internship. But he was like so stressed all the time, and he like was telling me how he wants to like migrate and like to Melbourne because it's like slower living there, like slower pace, take it easy. I feel bad for him, honestly. He seemed very stressed all the time, but like to be honest, like he wasn't. We were talking about this before.
We did. I think we talked about this once. I don't know if it was on air or for general good vibes and energy, but
yeah,
yeah,
that's funny. Anyway,
yeah, I think that's something I'm gonna have to get used to is the Spain slow living. I don't know
so
how
you
I'm gonna.
You could?
I know. I mean, like, I definitely could. I'm gonna love it. Like,
I was gonna
siesta
say,
all
actually,
day, every
like,
day.
Like, I could get hang of it.
But it'll just take a bit of time to.
Yeah.
To get used to it.
I'm like maybe. I mean, I don't know, cause like we'll want to be traveling and whatnot. So I'm sure that like. It'll like be fine.
Yeah.
But like
I'm just
in
used
terms
to
like
you email them, they're not gonna respond to you for like a month type of thing.
But if we like live there, that I can see that being a pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun, and people I assume are gonna walk really slowly. But I'm like, I love that I walk really slowly, TBH. I'm a proud slow walker.
Yeah, I feel like it's alright.
Yeah, like every day, like, I'm a proud slow walker.
Ethnicity at all.
Oh? Yeah, damn.
Anyway, should we do a little PSA for you guys?
Yes, I think that they all want to hear what we have to say.
Okay, so today's PSA is gonna be on high school dropout prevention.
Okay.
So, inside every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach, who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling finishing high school. Boostup.org, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yay, thank you.
Nice.
That was really informative.
Nice. I like, what do you guys think about like college dropouts and like, but like to pursue a business, like entrepreneurship thing?
I would say that that is brave.
It's brave.
It's very brave.
Like, I feel like now, because like, if people do that, I'm always like, are you sure? And not are you sure, it's just like, I feel, okay, this is probably just me speaking really negatively, but you see, like, all, like, I'm like, oh, you probably just, like, hear of all these, like, success stories.
Yeah, and, like, but you never hear the failures.
That. Yeah, and I just don't know how, if that's going to work out very well for you.
I feel like once your company reaches a certain, like, valuation, then it, I guess, like, it makes sense, like,
oh, that's true.
To work on it full time. But I completely understand, like, maybe taking a semester off or something like that, because then you can always just come back. It's different than dropping out.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
Yeah, I feel like once your company reaches, like, a certain level, you'd want to do that full time. But I think if I was a business owner or entrepreneur, I would want to still finish my college degree, but obviously it's hard if you, like, suddenly get such a big company under your hands, so you're going to have to...
That's true.
To drop out.
Imagine being, like, that young and...
all that.
Yeah, like Mark Zuckerberg. I was like, he was like younger than us. And he did all that.
Jesus, could not be us.
I know.
Or me, at least.
Could not be me.
Do you think you'd ever be a business owner?
I don't know if I would, like, if I can get to the level of owning a company that already exists, like, I feel like I could do it. But I don't know if I could ever create my own. Because I don't have, like, a big idea. Like, I know everyone's always like, oh my god, like, the idea part's so easy, you can just, like, come up with, like, anything, there's a business for everything. But I'm like, I feel like everything's already been invented.
Everything's already been invented.
I'm like, that's, I don't know what serious to do. But then some people are like, oh, you just have to take something that is invented and, like, rework it. But I'm like, I don't know. I feel like right now, I don't have that creative mindset. Maybe when I'm older, I would.
Yeah, if something just comes to you. And
yeah, because I know there's a lot of, like, people, like, they get income just by, like, making startups and selling them. I'm like, how can you have so many ideas to have sold multiple startups?
That's interesting. That was really interesting, actually. I think I used to be like, yeah, I could totally sell business. But now I don't think I could.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems tough. I will say, like, me and Ansel, we were talking about how we should start, like, a vintage film photo booth business.
God damn.
Because we're like, it's so in trend right now.
Yeah.
It's been in trend
for
like a year plus. And it's still going. It's because, so we went to New York and then we wanted to find a vintage film photo booth. Because there's not one in Boston. At least I'm not my knowledge. At least I haven't tried really looking. I think I looked once and I couldn't find one. It was all digital. Mm. So we're like, okay, like, let's do one while we're there because there's like quite a few. And then a lot of them are like near south of the city. I don't know what it's called, but like lower part of Manhattan. And so we like travel all the way down there. I mean, so I guess it's only like a 20-minute commute. We travel all the way down there and then we get to the photo booth and there's like an hour line for one photo booth.
Damn.
1 hour line. And we're like, obviously, like, screw this, like, we're not doing that. Yeah. And then we walk to a nearby one, which is like, it's called Auto Photo or something like that, or like Auto, I don't know. But it's basically, it was like a film photo booth museum, but like, you could use the actual photo booth, but like, they had like six, seven different ones. But basically, like, and there was like also a massive queue there, and like we were also like, okay, let's just go for like early dinner now, and then come back. So we came back and it was like a bit chill, but we still had to wait in line for a bit. Like we went to the auto photo one. I guess that one went quicker because there were like six photo booths, but yeah, and it's like pricey too. Like it's not like film.
Yeah, film is expensive.
Yeah, and like people were like pay for that stuff, especially in like New York. I'm sure like Boston will probably do pretty well too. So many college students.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's true.
We were just like talking about it. We're like, damn, we should do this, guys.
Vintage film.
But at the same time, like, I just
It's like, can you make enough to like live off of that? Is my question.
Definitely not.
It's like how I feel like I would want to buy something like a vending machine or something, just that's like a little bit of income that you can get in. You know what I mean?
Have you started like investing? Because I have
don't
not.
Joke about that.
But like one of my friends has, and like I was hearing her talking about it, and I was just like tweaking because I was like, wait, is this something
like,
we're supposed
all
to
of my
do?
Friends have been investing since high school, and I'm the only one that's not, and I'm like literally working in econ. Like, what the hell? Working in finance.
I don't know, maybe I should.
I'm gonna start. I think this December. My parents have been telling me to start for the last like 5 years.
Oh, they've been telling you though? My parents haven't said like crap to me, so I'm just like, I just don't, I mean, like, I guess I'll ask them maybe.
Yeah,
now.
My parents have been telling me to, but then I'm like, I don't know how to like figure it out.
Should I shoot them a text?
I was like, I'll watch a YouTube video crash course on how to do it.
I will.
I just know that open your account not here, it's more expensive here.
What's that?
Like, when you open your like investing account, do it from Singapore, it's cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're Singapore-based, technically, because your home address is there.
Can I open one now while I'm in the States, but, like, from Singapore?
Yeah, because it's your residential address, right, is Singapore. You have proof of residency there, like your NRIC and whatnot. Should be able to. I just know I was talking to those people, and then they were like, don't, like, the U.S. is one of the more expensive places to open it.
Interesting. Look, I just shot my parents a text. Guys, teach me how to invest, please.
Wait, when you hop on that call, can I join?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We'll do a crash course.
Yeah, yeah. You just pop up.
Yeah, I'll pop up in the corner. I'll ask a follow-up question. I'll be like, when did this girl show up? Like,
excuse me, sir?
Hey, how are you?
That's so funny. Yeah. You know my dad, like, the other, like, not the other day, like, maybe like two years ago, was like, I don't know, I think he was probably going through some sort of midlife crisis. I might have told you about this, but he was like telling me that I should like learn, like, you know, like my own, like how like to do like my own finances growing up, like the importance of like, you know, all of the above, like taxes, investing, whatnot, like financial literacy. And he was saying, it was like, because like, oh, you never know what's gonna happen to me, so like you should learn now. And I'm like, oh, like, because he hit like 50.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure this is why. He hit 50 and then like he tweaked a bit. Which is like fair, I guess, question mark. But, so he was like, I remember we like went on a walk to get like, what's it called? Lunch by the river. Mm. And I remember saying like, oh, like, I don't have the time for this right now.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. I was like, nah. Like,
that's so funny.
Maybe later. Like, I was like, you're fine. Like, you're not gonna die.
You're gonna be fine. Everything's good. We'll eat a salad today for lunch. Like, all is well.
No, literally. And then, like, two things. So first, he was like, basically being like, oh, but like, when I'm gone, like, talk to these people, talk to that people if you need advice and help. Like, one of them is like, I think one of them is my sister's godfather, and then the other one is my uncle.
Mm.
And he was like, I recommend those two people, like, if you ever need help, like those are who I trust to, like, give you, like, good financial advice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is getting real. And then I also asked, I was like, wait, why can't, like, mother do this? And then he was like, he was like, because your mom doesn't like know this, so like you need to. And I was like, wait, like she's literally at home 24/7. That woman does not do a single thing a day besides like talk to my dogs. And I'm like, this woman can definitely try and, I mean, obviously she does have like basic financial literacy, but like I think she did a bit of like investing stuff, and like I think knows the basics, but like has never actually done it.
Yeah,
I think my dad's always been the one to do it.
Right, but she like knows.
But like she knows about it, and like I think they like obviously like talk about it.
Yeah,
and she's like, she knows like whatever basic.
Yeah.
Whatnot. Like I remember seeing her like, like reading up on it and like learning it, like a few years back when I was younger, but. Yeah, anyway, irrelevant, but I was just like, what? Like,
that's so funny.
This woman can afford to spend some time to invest. I don't even know. Anyway.
That was like, I remember my mom also had one of those, but then it was like, she was organizing all of our documents in the house.
Mm.
And it was like, she was like, one time she told me, she was like, this is every single document for you, like these are your birth certificate, any like important stuff you need, like all of your past like records and stuff like that. And she had one for like all of us, and even Wally, like she had his like insurance stuff there, and his chip number and this and that. And she was like, in case anything happens to me, you have to know where it is. And I'm like, what are you going on about? Like, I was like getting ready for school. I was like, what is happening right now?
It was like a random day.
Yes, it was just some random day. She's like, I was doing some like deep organizing because I realized that you guys don't know where anything is. And I was like, oh my god, like
it just hits them one day, yeah. I think. Parents.
And I was like, for Wally too, like you're really like getting to me now.
That's so funny. Damn. I mean, that's good. I feel like I actually don't know where all my documents are.
Yeah, I was like, my birth certificate? Like,
I think I know, like they generally have, like, I know the general location, but I definitely do not know the expression.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I know the general location is because they used to hide my iPad from me, like, if they thought I was using it too much, and I knew where they were hiding it. Like, it was always this one cupboard. Mm. Like, it was just, like, different locations in the cupboard, though, sometimes. Like, it used to be really high up.
Yeah.
And then, like, the thing is, like, the shelves were pretty sturdy, so I, like, would climb it. I climbed the closet.
Yeah, damn.
And I grabbed that iPad back. I don't care. I was playing. Was it Planet Hollywood or something? I don't remember what it's called.
God damn.
But like that game was my shit. Anyway, so I know they generally keep decently important stuff by like their. I shouldn't be like doxing. Like
yeah, maybe doxing. Just say in the closet, like.
Okay, in that area. I was gonna list like another really specific.
God damn.
Yeah, I realize now. Hopefully.
Just drop your government address onto the thing.
Yeah, all of it, guys. Doxing.
So funny.
Just kidding. We own nothing to our name because I'm fucked up.
Yeah, don't come to my town, bro. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna let this song finish up. And we're gonna switch mics.
Yeah.
So that. I don't know, this is the last show, so we're gonna.
Yeah, because then I get to play around with the board. I like clicking the buttons on it.
Do you want me to turn the mics off now?
We can literally just get up and switch. Like.
Yeah, let's do it quick. I was gonna say.
They're just gonna hear us, like.
Shifting. I'm dead. Intermission noises.
Yeah.
Ugh. Damn, your chair. This chat, they really just. This second chair is so junk.
Yeah.
It's hella really junk. Okay, do we sound different, do you think?
Hey.
Slightly.
I'd like to hope not, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were we saying?
Docs.
Docs.
Oh, I was gonna ask because, like, just talking about home, I started thinking about my sister, and she is currently working, like, her, like, you know, first job. But she's still living at home because it's in Singapore. Mm. So, like, I'm just wondering, like, how about for you? Like, would you, when you graduate and you get a job, do you think it depends whether you're in Singapore or not? Whether or not you live with your parents, I guess?
If I was in Singapore, I feel like for my first year, I would want to live with my parents because that saves you so much money.
It does.
Because a lot of people I know that go home, they live with their parents for some time. Like, not obviously, like, forever, but like for a little bit, because then you get savings. Otherwise it's like all your money, especially when you're not making as much and you're like just starting your job, like all your money will go to rent.
That's true.
And stuff like that. So it's like better to keep get stuff in your savings and then
live into
an apartment sort of thing.
Like my thing is like I don't know, because it's also, it's like, a, I mean, it's a multitude of things, right? It's like, at what point do you move out then? Like, because if you get so comfortable, like, that's one thing. Like, I'm scared I'm going to get so comfortable. And it's also just, like, not necessarily surveillance, but it's definitely just, like, they're there. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, they're going to, like, ask you where you are. I mean, like, I'm not, like, going off doing anything crazy, but, like,
yeah.
It's also just, like, I think after going to college, coming back, I might struggle to live with them for so long. Like, even over the summer. Like, I think over the summer is fine because, like, it's more chill. I'm, like, going to see friends. I'm on holiday. You know, it's not like I'm living there and working.
Yeah.
And, like, not many... Like, for my sister, for example, like, she doesn't have that many people. Like, she has a good amount of friends from, like, her high school who are home. But... it's still not like a crazy amount. It's just not like, I don't know. I don't know, maybe she's meeting people every week, but I think for me, like, I doubt how many people I know will be in Singapore when I'm working as well. I don't know. And like, I have a cousin and she grew up in Indonesia, but she's living in Singapore now for her job. And she's in like an apartment, like a sharing apartment thing. And like, it's giving like dorm. It's giving dorm.
Yeah.
A little. And like for me, like I sometimes when I just randomly think about this, I'm like, I feel like I wouldn't mind trying to do that. Even though it's like technically a bit bummier because you don't have your own room, you don't have your own bathroom, you don't have your own living space. It's like not your home. But like I feel like, I don't know, for me, like I feel like I'd want that experience. I don't know.
I know that I would definitely just not want to live alone. Like, I feel like I would have roommates no matter where I go.
Like,
like, my cousin, she lives in New York, but she used to live in San Francisco for work. But then she always, like, had a roommate or two roommates. Like, they'd have, it's kind of like how we have right now. Like, they have their own rooms, but they share a bathroom, kitchen, living areas.
Would it be, like, always be, like, her friends, or would it always be, like, randoms?
the first time it was, I think honestly a rando. The first time was like another girl that was like just graduated college and moved to San Fran for a job. And then I think that for New York, she moved in with some friends from college.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel like I would definitely not want to live alone. That really scared. Living alone really freaks me out.
Do you think you'll ever live alone at one point?
I kind of like don't want to.
Do you think you'll like wait to like say conventionally, by the way?
Yeah.
But like say conventionally, once you get a partner.
Yeah, then move in.
Then move in with them.
I low-key like never want to live alone.
Damn.
Because I'm like, anytime I'm alone in our house, I go crazy. Like genuinely, I remember that one time when one of our housemates was in London, and then you and Drewby were at the Lorde concert.
Oh.
Like after I went for dinner with a friend, when I came back.
He didn't come back with you, right?
No, he had a problem set to submit. I like lost my mind when I came home.
What did you do?
It was so quiet and so horrific. You I was sitting on the couch in the dark, like as per usual. But I had to like play really loud like with music from my room, so I was like, I felt like there was someone else in the house.
Oh my god.
I was just going crazy. In the daytime I'm fine, so I'm doing work, I'm always cooking or something. But in like the evening time, if I'm alone at home, I can't do it. I crash out a little bit.
Really? Do you think you like struggle to be alone?
I just don't I can spend time by myself even if there's other people at home, like I can still spend time with myself, right? Like I need alone time, but it's like I don't like the idea of being like alone.
Like physically alone?
Yeah, like physically alone. Even if they're in their own room, I'd rather that I know someone's there.
Like for me it'd be like out of a, because I don't like horror, you know that? So it would be out of like a I'm scared alone in the house thing.
No, for me it's more like a I don't want to be alone with my own, like I want to have the option of another human being.
Interesting.
Or just knowing that
natural selection to take you out, girl.
Yeah, I just want like a no, natural. In the olden days we used to be in community.
No, what if you like had to go hunt?
No, but then
on your own.
In the daytime.
What if like we all went hunting at night and then we like left you to like take care of the fire and then we never come back?
Ooh, it's going hunting at night, bro. That is natural selection going hunting at night.
No, because they'd be sleeping. Like the animals be sleeping and then we have to go get them.
Get harder to hunt.
Occasionally. No, yeah, because you're camouflaged, so you're better. You know,
you're like a terrible hunter, my girl. Like,
hypothetically.
Okay, hypothetically.
So you throw yourself into the fire?
You'd never be like alone though. You wouldn't, because then the predators can get to you. You wouldn't see that.
Okay, but like, say like me, Ella, and Juby went out hunting one day for the vibes. We were like, you know what? Like, we're gonna go hunting because we didn't manage to get any food during the day. Like today and yesterday, so we're starving and we know that the elephants are here at night and they sleep here at night. Like we were like, Sami, we have chosen you to stay and take care of the fire. Do you think you'd throw yourself into the fire?
I'd survive. That's like one night, I guess. Like I made it work when you went to the Lorde concert. I'm sure it's fine when you're hunting the elephants. But I would crash out if it was like more than one night, to be honest.
I'm dead.
It's like I just don't like being
not alone. A lone wolf.
I'm not a lone wolf. I'm
just
not.
Wolf.
I'm just a wolf, period.
Just wolf pack. Wolf
yeah,
pack.
Yeah, wolves travel in packs. Maybe that's why I see myself in them so much.
What is like a wolf? What is like a lone wolf? Like why is that a thing? If like wolves travel in packs.
A lone wolf will probably die.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's like the lone wolf will probably die.
I was gonna say, why are there two like differing quotes about wolves?
Yeah.
Wolves travel in packs.
But like I'd much rather be with human beings.
Like fur.
Especially I feel like after like working a job, it's like coming back late, it's like you reach home, it's evening time, it's like just having another human being in the house.
Yeah, it's nice. It's true.
Or maybe I can live with like a poodle, but then
I feel like it's pretty important though to like learn how to be able to go on your own.
Yeah, that's true. But like I'm perfectly fine to be alone. I do stuff by myself all the time, right?
No, but like
I just don't want to live alone.
That's true.
That's fair.
Wait, but what do you do alone?
I do a lot of things alone. I run so many errands. I go to Boston alone a lot. That's one of my favorite things to do. Just go hang out by myself.
I was going
to
say, I feel like all you do is lie at home in the dark and I come home and you're always in the dark.
Yeah. I was on weekends, like I go places I
stay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I love being alone when it's by choice, not by forced.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Yeah. I feel like I used to have, like, not bad FOMO, but, like, FOMO a little bit. And then I just, like... But, like, I think I was able to overcome it because I just, like, would distract myself, like, heavily. And then, like, I wouldn't think about, like, the fact that I was, like, physically alone.
That's fair. Oh, I remember in high school, I had the worst FOMO. Like, an absolutely just insane amount of FOMO.
Yeah.
I would, like, be jealous of people who I didn't even know that were hanging out and, like, going out and doing stuff. And I was like, why am I, like, acting like this? I need to grow up.
I'm done.
And then people I didn't even like that, I was like, oh my god, like, they're hanging out. And I'm like, what?
Like, as in, like, they hang out without you, or just, like, they're going, like, they're doing something kind of thing?
Like, both, I think. I think more they're doing something.
That's interesting. Yeah. I remember, like, when I saw it at uni, I had, like, a tiny bit of FOMO from, like, everyone in London. Or, like, everyone in England.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all just, like, meeting up, and I was just here.
Yeah, for me, the first sem in uni. So miserable.
Oh yeah,
I like hated it here.
Damn,
I was just like, oh my god, everyone has so many friends, I feel so like homesick, and I'm like, I don't like know many really? People like this and that.
At what point did you like start feeling better about it?
Second semester, honestly. First, the entire first semester I hated it,
and that's when we became friends. Second sem.
Wow, it's your thanks to that's you me. Mom.
I mean, like, remember that like first hangout? Not hangout, sorry. Like, I wasn't even, like, originally part of that. Remember, like, I ran into you guys at the Squirty? Do you remember?
Yes, no? Question mark?
Question mark?
Was that the trauma dump time
at
the basement? Mm-hmm. I don't know we ran into you guys.
No, you guys had, like, a trauma dump thing at GCC.
Yes.
And then the next day, all of you guys went out.
Oh, yes.
Together.
Lucky,
yeah.
Me, Drew, me.
Yeah, you guys
all
decided.
We were supposed to go to Squirty. Like, we were hanging out with Adoshia's house, and then I forgot who. I think someone brought up, like, oh, squash story tonight. Which is so, like, it would be funny.
Yeah, I was hanging out with, like, my American friends, and then we go to Squirty, and then I run into, like, you guys, and then I'm, like, talking to you guys for a while, and I'm, like, still talking to you guys, and then my friends already want to leave to go to Frisbee. And that, I remember so vividly, that day was so bloody cold, and I was like, I don't really want to like be migrating so much. And if I'm not wrong, like the people I was going out with, I wasn't like, they weren't like my tight American friends, they were like kind of like new American friends.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll just stay here, let you guys go ahead, like I'll see you whenever. And I don't know, like I clearly don't even remember who I was going out with. I just remember it was like three Americans. I wasn't there originally, and then I stayed with you guys, and then we went to Pizza Days, and then we went back to Arshia's, and then from then on we became like a little like I was gonna say clit. I mean cult. We became a little cult.
Because I just remember the first time we proper hung out was iGala, which is so funny.
Oh, yeah, but that was in the fall. Yeah. So we were, like, friends, but, like, there was no, like, group. Yeah, there was no, like, group.
The five of us became really, really close.
Yeah. And, like, we didn't meet, like, winter break. Like, no one met. I mean, maybe you guys met, but, like, I didn't meet any of you guys.
Yeah, like, I only met Issa because we met up with our high school friends.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I didn't meet any of you guys. I didn't know Juvie. Like, Juvie only came in the spring, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was misinformed about the fall.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, even I only really, like, became friends with Drew in the spring. Like, we were always just, like, friendly, but we only became close in the spring.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like it was...
I don't know, did you think it was hard to make friends at first? Or do you think it's just like you made friends but you didn't find anyone that was like your person?
Yeah, it was like I made friends, I didn't find the people that were my person, and then I felt like everyone around me had like really good friends, they had a good group that they loved. And so I always just felt so out of place because I was like, okay, now like what? Like we're already like half of the semester, I can't just like make new friends. Like
I was, yeah, I saw that. And there were definitely like some groups that were like, that looked like it was so bonded already.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, like, how is that even possible? And like, good on them.
Yeah, and I was just convinced. I was like, this is not my place. Like, I just yeah. like, I will not find my group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was very convinced that I was like, looking at transferring to schools in the UK.
Oh, to the UK.
They all wanted my IB scores. And so I was like, no, I can't go.
Really?
Like,
I'm done. No, but you, don't they usually take, like... Because, like, I thought transfers is, like, easier to get into a better school. Because, like, you... I think, like, you prove your worth in the first sem, and then...
Yeah, but then they would have still taken my ID final score because it was, like, first sem, first year. Like,
and they still need it.
I didn't have, like, a GPA yet during application period.
Mm.
So they would have taken my IB. And yeah. I was like, okay, I can't get in anywhere with my IB.
Yeah.
Anywhere that I want to go.
That's funny. Yeah, I think first year, I definitely like, I would say I was lucky enough to have like friends that like I enjoyed spending time with and like we spent a lot of time together, but like, I don't know, like, also like, I will say like, I think I come to realize about a lot of the friend groups is that like, I really realize the impact of Instagram and social media the most like when I came to college, I think. Because you see all these people like posting like their huge friend groups that they've made,
yeah.
And then you find out that like they actually half of them hate each other,
yeah.
And then or like that was just like one photo, and now they're actually like all not friends,
yeah.
Something like that. You know what I mean? I
for me, the biggest thing was because my roommate had like such a close friend group from the start. Like, they're still best friends.
Yeah, good on
and
her.
Like, yeah, and they met, like, literally in the trio. And
oh, so I, like, I see. Oh that is, like, lucky.
I was like, wow, like...
Yeah, definitely like, people, like...
I'm crashing out.
Have good friend groups with them, and good on them.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like... Yeah, so it's, like, unrealistic, because you're, like,
yeah, exactly.
exposed to
because
it.
That's, like, I think that's, like, the only case I know that's actually worked out from, like, the beginning.
I know one other.
Yeah.
Her ex.
God damn.
Funny. But anyway... but yeah, that's so funny. Well, now we know. I feel like, I don't know.
I would like it here again.
I like it here. Yeah. I really do. I think, like, I will say I don't think I spent my freshman year as much, like, as worthwhile.
Yeah.
I think, like, but the thing is, after that, I've noticed that, and then I made the most out of my sophomore and this sem as well.
I agree. I feel like freshman year, I did not take as many risks as I should have. Or just, like...
Or done more things. Like,
yeah. I should have talked to more people.
Yeah. I should have, like, done more clubs.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? I don't know.
Just, like, reached out more.
I've, like... in this, like, past few weeks, I've had, like, the not an overwhelming urge, but, like, just a random... Just the most random urge to, like, learn how to get good at volleyball. Oh. Like, I've always loved playing volleyball, but recently I've just been like, it'd be so cool if like I was good at volleyball. You know what I mean?
Do you know what intramural volleyball is?
Yeah. Do I know what it is?
No, like when it is. Like you could start going for that.
The thing is like you need a team. You need to enter your own team.
That's fair.
And like I know like I'm not gonna put in like crazy amount of effort to like find randoms that I'm not close. Because like if I'm close to people and I already know now like a group of however many people to do a team with, then sure. But like I'm not gonna go like scraping out for like a bunch of like distantly close friends
to
play volleyball with me in an intramural team.
That's fair. I think the last time I played volleyball was like in the PE, like middle
school. Yeah. Yeah, same. Yeah.
It was always fun. I remember I used to play a lot during lunch. Like we'd always go play volleyball at lunchtime because my friends like in middle school, like they all were like volleyball players.
Oh, interesting.
And then I was like, I cannot play this game, like, but I tried.
Yeah,
it's like funny. Every time I'd go to class, I'd be like, my arms are just so red.
That's funny. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have the height. Like, you guys are all 10 feet taller than
oh,
me.
Oh, that's true. You are pretty tiny. I was like,
they told me to just play the middle position. I forgot which one that is. Like, that's a short person position. I was like, thank you.
Oh, like not the front.
Yeah.
Fair. I play a lot of beach volleyball whenever I go to the beach and like on holiday. So that's how I've been